When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Wow.
Hello and welcome to the Abroad in Japan podcast, probably the best way of learning about life in Japan without actually being in Japan. I'm your host, Chris Broad, and we're joined, as always, by Top London Radio DJ and certified
yes,
Japanophile,
it's
Mr.
been
P.
a while.
Donaldson. I'm jet lagged. It's not my fault. It's the jet lag.
It's been a while since I've had a certified. It's been months. You've done so well recently.
I've done well, but the jet lag has caught up with me. I am in London, ladies and gentlemen. I have landed safely in the UK after a relatively scary flight.
Oh, another scary flight. You're not a great flyer, are you?
I'm not a great flyer. The flight itself was all right, but it was a British Airways flight, and just as we were about to get on, they went, oh, sorry, ladies and gentlemen, there's been a power error on the plane, electrical error.
So we're going to go fly upside down
We're going to fly upside down.
See if it jogs it back into position.
I could see the engineers on the runway underneath the plane, and there was four Japanese engineers waving their hands around, gesturing as though like something was going to crash.
Look,
if the Japanese
engineers can't figure it out,
nobody can.
No. British Airways, man, they've never had a fatality.
Touch wood. But I made it. I'm here. I'm safe. I'm happy. It's Christmas. Oh, yes. Are you in the Christmas spirit?
I am in the Christmas spirit. It's that kind of Christmas spirit where I've done all of my stuff apart from a few things. I've got five more podcasts to record and then I'm done. But at least it's not as squished as it usually is around about this time of year.
Absolutely.
The problem with being freelance, the problem with having several different jobs is that everybody wants to finish work as early as possible. And so the people in the offices, in the voiceovers and the TV kind of side of things, they want to finish early. The video games, the radio as well. Everyone wants to square stuff away nice and early, which means second week of December, Donnie's busy.
Oh, I remember those days. Back when I used to work in an office. Everyone's just dying to get done, aren't they? Everyone's trying to finish up. But
before you made your own hours.
Exactly.
Whatever you
I made my own hours. I've been very busy. It's been a very busy few weeks. But I've been back about 48 hours and I've had the three dishes that you can't really get in Japan. And now I want you to guess what they are. Three British dishes.
Landed,
when I say British.
Landed
British.
An hour ago, Chris. What's wrong with you? Three dishes.
Three dishes that I've had in the UK that you can't really get in Japan. What are they? If you get them right, I will give you this present.
Oh,
right here.
A little present. That? Looks like a computer mouse.
Can you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? That is the sound.
You've wrapped it and it's got one of those little bows on the top as well.
A golden bow.
Did a girl do that for you? It looks like a girl did that for
How
you.
How dare you? This is the finest wrapping I could do. It's a red package.
That's what I mean. It's nice wrapping. That's why I'm confused.
It's about the size of a computer mouse.
Yeah.
All right. It's got a lovely gold bow. Mm. Anyway, three dishes that I've had in the UK.
Okay.
Get them right, you get the present. If you don't get it right, I incinerate the present.
Oh, three dishes. Cook breakfast.
All right, good. Well done.
I've got to get all of them right. Got to get them all right.
Well, I'll let you get two of them right.
Yeah, two out of three.
Cooked breakfast, correct. Fried breakfast, you can't get that in Japan. Eggs, bacon, fried bread, it doesn't really work in Japan. They don't have good sausages and bacon, so no, you can't get that in Japan. And I've had the most amazing fry-up. My favourite thing in the world.
Okay, where did you go for it?
My house. Oh, it was amazing.
Lovely old job.
All right, next.
Right, next. We are talking. Have you been to like Gaucho, to like a fancy steak restaurant?
I haven't been to a fancy steak restaurant.
Damn it. You haven't had steak though.
You think I am? I never eat steak. What are you on about?
You love a bit of steak. You love a bit of red meat. No steak?
No steak.
Oh, nuts. What else do people eat here that you can't get over there? A full meal.
A full meal, yeah.
Spaghetti bolognese?
Oh, it's close.
Pasta?
Close.
Farfalle.
Close.
Cheese.
Now you're getting further away.
Parmesan.
Now.
Oh, pizza.
Oh, no. You can get pizza in Japan.
Well, I'm so confused. You can get all of these things in Japan.
Yeah, but it's quite hard to get. Pizza's all actually right. quite easy to get in Japan.
There's a vending machine. It made it, if I remember rightly.
Calling that good pizza is a stretch of the imagination. No, keep going, though. You're on the right track.
Pasta, yeah. Spaghetti, yeah. Noodles.
No.
Ramen. You had to go for some ramen, did you?
No, come on. Backtrack.
I don't know. Spaghetti. Just spaghetti. No. Spaghetti bolognese. Meatballs. Meatballs. Big cheesy meatballs.
God damn it. Come on.
Faggots.
I'll give you a clue. It begins with L.
I'd like to point out to the American listeners that is a meat dish in England.
Yes.
I'm sure they're lumps of meat. Oh. Big lumps of meat that you put with spaghetti. I can't think laterally on this one, to be honest. Give us a clue.
It begins with L.
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 Lovely.
Oh, I'm going to beat you to death.
L. L.
Why is it so hard?
Lothages.
Come on.
I can't think of it. Linford Christie.
It's an Italian pasta style dish that begins with L.
Right. Lasagna.
Yay. Really get lasagna come in Japan. On.
Really?
You can if you try hard, but it's not something you come by quite easily.
You didn't go to Mr. Lasagna, did you? The popular high street lasagna shop.
It's not very good. There's a lasagna shop?
It's not very good.
Wow. What have I missed since
they
I
mess
moved
around,
away?
They mess around with the classic too much. They take liberties, to be quite frank. So, how long have you been in the UK? Because I need
48 hours.
48 hours. So you've had one breakfast meal, two breakfasts. You've had two breakfasts and two dinners. So
I've had lasagna. What's the final dish that I've had? You can't really get it in Japan, or you can't get it in a way that's good.
Right. I'm going to need a clue for this one because it could be literally anything.
Standard British dish.
Fish and chips.
There you go. Fish and chips, a fried breakfast and lasagna.
Yes.
And for those of you that say you can get lasagna in Japan, yes, you can, but it's really hard. There's some good Italian restaurants in Tokyo if you're lucky, but it's quite hard to find. Mm. There you go. There's your present.
Thank
open
you very
that.
Much. Yes. Where's it's quite
before
heavy.
Before you open that, where's my present?
I've not been very organised. And to be honest, I've not bought presents for my nearest and my dearest yet.
I've flown 8,000 miles to be here today. And you haven't even got me a present.
I'm so busy, Chris. I'm not freelance like
you're
you.
You're busy? I flew around the world on a plane that nearly died.
What did you do? What did you do at the time? You just watched some films?
I was editing various videos.
Were you really? Editing on the plane?
The Abroad Japan Empire never sleeps.
Oh my word, that's amazing.
The sun never sets on the Abroad Japan Empire.
I will get you a present for 2020. To start 2020 correctly.
I'm going to hold you to it.
We've got another set of recordings in the new year, early in the new year, so I'll get you a present.
All right, let's open our present. It's like ASMR.
It's very beautiful.
The sound of unwrapping.
Oh, I know what this is. That's so tiny. It's on a keyring. It's a little Pac-Man game. An official. I cannot believe these exist. That's incredible.
It is a retro Pac-Man game the size of a computer mouse on a keyring.
It is so tiny. I mean, I presume there's a little computer in there that's actually running a MAME ROM.
I don't know. It's tiny. When I bought that in a shop, I didn't think it was going to work, but it is really good. It's really faithful to the original game.
I cannot believe
this Pac-Man though.
The screen is as big as a big person's fingernail. Andre the Giant.
It's really hard to see it, but it's quite fun.
I cannot believe that's so tiny.
But
if
you want to see it, ladies and gentlemen, it's on the second channel, Abroad Perspective. Natsuki and I reviewed it against a slightly bigger version of Pac-Man. There's a slightly bigger version of the of that one.
I saw them in Tokyo Hands last time I was there. Incredibly small. Yeah. How do they make... I'll have to give you the cash for this because this is probably a bit punchy knowing Japan, but wow.
No, it was 2,000 yen, 20 quid.
Still
more than you spent on me.
Look, I got you a coffee, didn't I?
Well,
I offered you a tangerine.
Yeah,
you didn't want it.
You offered me a tangerine. Brilliant. So this is an emotional week for many reasons.
Oh, why?
Well, not only is it Christmas, but also it's the last week we can call you a Top London Radio DJ because you are finishing your job at Absolute Radio.
Correct.
But the last, 100 episodes? We must have done nearly 100 episodes now of the podcast. I've lost count. Mm. And every single episode, we've started off with the same introduction. That's Top London Radio DJ and certified.
Certified.
Japanified.
They've sometimes been the same. Yeah.
Now you're not going to be any of those things.
No access
rubbish.
To Brian Cranston anymore at all.
That was the only reason I said yes to this podcast. Pete Hiddleston always had access to celebrities. One week he's interviewing Chris Pratt, Liam Gallagher, Brian Cranston. Yeah. Now it's just going to be
dried up.
Nothing. Mm. But anyway. We'll get over it.
Fun.
Well, it's good because you'll have more time to come visit us in Japan and make some fun episodes and
exactly
do some exciting stuff. But the world has been sending us messages all week.
Oh,
you guys have been sending us messages telling us what we should now call Pete going forward. I don't have a clue. I don't know what I would call you.
No, I just.
But we've got like 25 people here. And so I'm going to read them out and you're going to say yay or nay.
Okay.
Is it one that you'd be interested in?
Right.
Is it one?
How many of these have you got?
It must be about 20.
Jesus.
All right, maybe not 20. Right, maybe 12.
Sounds like a lot.
It's 12.
All right.
It's 12. All right, first one's from Caleb Knox. He says, he should be a top British podcast boy.
I like that one, to be honest.
Top British podcast boy.
Boy suggests youth. I'll take it. At my junction in life, I'll take it.
Top British podcast boy and Japanophile. It's a bit of
boy and Japanophile, a little bit too close. Boy and file, a little bit too close for me. Yeah. A bit too close for comfort.
You like this one? Is that yay or nay?
I like it. I'm giving that a 50%er.
50%. Yeah. All right, next one. Erhan. He says, I reckon you should introduce him as Deet Ponaldson.
Deet Ponaldson. I've had that a few times.
Deet Ponaldson.
Yeah.
It sounds like an insect spray. Deet Ponaldson.
Well, he's got Deet in there, yeah.
Is that yay or
that's
nay?
That's a 20%er.
20%. Mm. It's going down by
going
the minute.
Going down by the minute.
Corey from New York City says, for the sake of hearing Chris potentially stumble through this every week, I propose referring to Pete as London's top vocalised audiophile and Japanophile. Ha!
Yes.
Said it easily.
Said it flawless.
No problem.
You were reading it, though, to be fair.
Sharp. London's top vocalised audiophile and Japanophile.
That's
yay or nay?
That's a 40. That's a 40.
40% going back up now. Stephanie from York says, Pete should be called a monkey enthusiast.
60%. 60%.
Is
I like that
because
that
of your previous work with monkeys?
Possibly, or maybe the fact that I'm from Hartlepool and the myth around Hartlepool is that we hung a monkey because we thought it was a French spy.
And
so we're known as the monkey hangers.
What does that tell us about Hartlepool?
We're not very intelligent.
Exactly.
But not monkey very well-travelled.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, Chris Broad and monkey enthusiast and Japanophile. That just sounds weird.
Just monkey enthusiast.
That's not going on.
Works for me.
Joni from Surrey says, and I'm joined by our resident Coolish King and Japanophile, Mr.
Coolish King, come on. You having a bit of that?
Coolish King.
Coolish King.
It does fit you quite well.
That's a 70. That's a 70 for me, Chris.
But I'm thinking we're going to ban the word coolish.
Why?
From next year's podcast.
Chris, until I because get my have sponsorship, I've been knocking on that door. They don't check their Twitter page. They just post, and don't listen. They're always on send. They're never on receive.
By my calculations, we're giving coolish 500,000 billion
honestly,
pounds of publicity for nothing.
Just,
that's why I don't
want the money. I don't want the money. I mean, trying to get money out of Japanese companies is probably quite hard, I imagine. I think I just want some respect. I just want a hello. And it ain't gonna stem the tide of people tweeting me about it.
Well, maybe if you're the coolish king, the floodgates of opportunity
I'm
may
gonna
open.
Find
but actually,
I'm
Joni,
find the where they live.
That's
find where they live and sort them out.
That's top of your list for 2020. We've got another one from Joni. Says, and I'm joined by podcast pioneer and Japanophile, Mr. Pete Dawson. Podcast
that's all right.
Pioneer.
That's a 60 for me.
It's not top London radio DJ, though, is it?
No.
Podcast
sorry.
Pioneer.
Well, I mean, you came up with that, so you're obviously going to be happier with the thing that you've
of course
come
I
up
mean,
with
yeah,
and what they have.
I'm biased. Graham from Canada says you should call him top London coolish promoter. No.
Yes.
Ash from Melbourne says Donaldson could become Poddleston.
Poddleston.
Because it's like
it's just my oh, it's just my name and mixed with the word pod.
It's Pete Donaldson mixed with podcast.
See where they've gone there.
It's clever, isn't it? Poddleston. I quite like that one. Poddleston. It sounds like a really crappy detective from the 30s.
It sounds like
Detective Poddleston. Solve the case.
It sounds like a man who was in the ITV show in the 80s called Puddle Lane.
Who don't was, know
I think
what
it
is.
Was a TV show about magicians, I think. Poddleston. I barely remember it to be fair.
Poddleston. Terence, a teacher in Tokyo, says, for Pete's new title, why not unofficial coolish spokesman, kanji master and certified Japanophile? That's a pretty big CV right there.
Kanji
to
master
open up.
Might...
yeah, stretching the imagination.
Punching and stretching, yeah.
Your kanji ability is not that bad, though, is it?
There's I don't know, about five characters.
More than most people in the UK. That's a start. We'll have to get you next year. I want to see you writing kanji characters.
Yeah, okay.
See how you can write.
I can do the sun and the moon.
We've got Chris from Poland. He says, hi, Chris from Poland here. In the last episode, you wondered how to change your tagline, considering Pete's retirement from being a radio DJ.
Mm.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh.
Why retired DJ can't still be the best? Maradona is still considered to be a top football player despite being retired. Speaking of taglines, I remember one episode from a long time ago where Chris had some problems speaking certified Japanophile. That's awkward. That happened this week. And it sounded like Centipede Japanophile.
Yeah.
From this episode till now, I still believe that Pete is secretly a centipede and Chris knows something but is not allowed to speak it loudly. Mm. Blink twice if they're holding you there against your will. Mm. Cheers, Chris.
Okay, I have an incredible words per minute average on WordPad, on Word, Microsoft Word. My typing is incredible.
Centipede Japanophile, though.
It's the word peed, though, wasn't it? I mean, like, peed and file in the... Yeah, you don't want those two quadrants close to each other, do you?
I think...
Well, thank you very much for getting involved, everyone.
Is there anything
for playing.
Any good...
Have a coolish,
there.
But you just want to... You want to break my dream of being the coolish man.
Of all the ones we saw on that list, I am gravitating towards Deets Ponelton or Poddleston.
It's just a bit basic, though, isn't it? It's a bit basic, bitch.
How dare you? Deets Ponelton. Oh, man.
We'll figure something out.
We'll figure it out. I've got like 1 week to figure it out.
He is right, though, that you regard Diego Maradona as being one of the greatest footballers ever, possibly the greatest footballer in the world. But
I don't even know what that is.
But now he's very much a cocaine enthusiast.
Oh, God.
Aren't we all? Aren't we all, when you retire?
Where's Maradona from?
Argentina.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? Are you going to find him?
No, I don't know anything about football.
I think he's managing in Mexico. They give him a big throne to sit on.
Brilliant.
He's terribly good value if you're doing a podcast every week about football. There's always something going on.
We need someone from Japan who's equally as mental.
I'm going to have to carry you through these next two shows, aren't I? I've noticed that there are no good J-League podcasts about the Japanese soccer system.
Well, now you are a retired radio DJ.
Maybe I can start one. Yeah.
Start another one.
I've been reading up on what the most popular podcasts are in Japan, and they're mainly like English learning ones.
Yeah, there's not that many.
No.
When I say we're probably the best way of learning about life in Japan without actually being in Japan, that's technically accurate. There's not much else going apart from YouTube channels. There's not a whole lot going on. It's weird to be what I imagine to be the biggest podcast in Japan. For a foreign audience.
I'd say that. Yeah.
It's pretty magic, isn't it?
The rest of them are just like, a lot of the Japanese podcasts are just like old, like NHK broadcasts or English language stuff.
With the same boring commentary.
They just have a very
Japan
similar
Japan has four seasons. Have you ever heard that? Japan has four seasons.
No? Is that?
Have you not?
Why? What is it like?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you go to Japan, you live there, work there, teach, whatever, you always hear this phrase, Japan has four seasons. Because they, for some reason, they think in Japan they're the only country that has four seasons.
Right,
and to some extent, in Asia,
it's true. Like, I guess, like, look at the west coast of America, Los Angeles and stuff. They don't have any seasons,
exactly.
Really.
But they love it. They always talk about it, and you hear it way too
the big
much,
licks, right? Because they do love their weather. They do love the spring blossoms. They do love something that happens just naturally every year.
That's right.
We don't get excited about, like, we don't have like buttercup hunting, do we?
Buttercup hunting.
Well, buttercups or like dandelions and stuff.
We don't have any cherry blossom festivals here, though, do we, in the UK?
No. We have blossom, though, don't we? I remember we had blossoms back in the day.
But, they love that. Four seasons. Uniquely Japan. There you go.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? Mine's
pretty low after coming back from the craziness of WrestleMania. Too many body slams and all that. And I'm pretty jealous of my co-host Chris, who seems to have been exploring Japan's most isolated hotel. He's definitely winning in the relaxation race, but I'm determined to catch up with him. It can be easy to get swept up in social gatherings and spread ourselves too thin, but with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Japan today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Japan.
We got a question here from Evan from the States.
And hello, Evan.
He seems to have met you in some way, shape or form. I think we've read out Evan before, but anyway. Chris and Pete, thanks for the entertaining content. I lived in Tokyo during 2018 to 2019. I was in Shibuya the night of the infamous car flipping that caused outside drinks to be banned on Halloween.
I was too.
Were you there?
I was in the area. I couldn't get around to where they flipped the truck.
This story, if we carry on, you come up in it.
Oh.
It was the night that I found out when I attempted to meet my friends at the Hub. Hub is a British pub chain. Mm. It's not very good. Well, it's reasonably priced.
Look, you know what you're going to get.
You know what you're going to get. Reasonably priced drinks.
Foreigners and football.
Foreigners and soccer. We're going to Hub. But it turned out there are 5 different Hub locations in Shibuya. That very night, I saw the esteemed Pete Donaldson.
Oh, dear.
Esteemed. Just down the hill from one of my favourites, Bar Rockaholic. I contemplated approaching Pete and thanking him for the podcast and maybe offering him a drink or two, which leads to my question. How do the two of you feel about fans approaching you? Would Pete accept beer from a mysterious American in the back alleys of Shibuya? Thanks, Evan from the States. You were spotted in Shibuya on the night of Halloween.
Shibuya. Yeah, it's weird. The increase in spottings in Japan and, well, not in Japan, but like over here, mainly because I've been on one of your videos. That's the weirdest thing. I'm only in like 2 of your videos out of how many have you done? Like a bazillion. People are very perceptive. I wouldn't have the nous. I wouldn't have like the intelligence to sort of remember sort of stuff like that.
How many videos have you been in? 1, 2, 3, 4. You've been in 4 Born in Japan videos. Probably have about 1.5 million views.
Right. So, okay. Yeah.
You've been seen by a fair few people.
It's just a bit weird. It's just a bit weird how people sort of remember, I suppose. People
Why?
Sort of remember
you're,
what I look
you're
like.
You're a charismatic. To quote Evan, you're an esteemed individual.
Cool.
Esteem.
Cool being steamy. Steamy individual.
That's the opening. Esteemed individual. Former radio DJ.
Esteemed former radio DJ. Disgraced. Esteemed, disgraced former radio DJ. I get approached pretty much every week because of my football podcast. And it's always lovely to hear from people. I'm never weirded out by it. It's always nice. But I'm always doing something that I'm always like coming out of my house in Soho, which always looks like I'm coming out of a house of ill repute. Okay. Or I'm on the way to the gym, so I'm dressed like a dirty boy. So yeah, it's I never look good, but just know, just live my life. I'm off to places. I'm not always dressed as I want you to see me as dressed.
You love being bumped into.
Steady.
You're up there with Ryotaro. Ryotaro, if you haven't seen Ryotaro, he's like the guy on the Abroad Japan channel who's kind of speaks like, what is it? He just sounds like a Londoner who's Japanese. But anyway, Ryotaro, he loves getting spotted. He won't stop talking about it. He loves the fame.
He's a rock star. I want to meet Ryotaro.
Have you not met him?
Not met him. Oh. No. Only Natsuki.
Clash of egos. I actually like meeting fans. I saw a hate comment. I say hate comment. It wasn't that bad the other day. Saying, I used to watch Abroad in Japan, but then I heard he doesn't like meeting fans. I thought he'd got a little bit too big for his boots.
Too
now I don't
for
like
his
it.
Boots.
I've never said that. I love meeting fans.
I think you did
fans.
Say that once. And I remember thinking, he's going to get pellets for
shit.
That.
I've never had an encounter where I've gone, I hate this person. Except one time.
I think you were walking around Shibuya and you were sort of saying, if I walk around Shibuya, I do get spotted quite a lot.
Yeah, and
it's actually
and
quite hard to do stuff.
I don't mind that because I've never had an encounter where I've felt awkward and uncomfortable. I've always loved it. You kind of feel a bit awkward when people stare at you over a coffee shop or on a plane or something. It's happened a lot. You know, people stare. And you know that they know who you are. And you just come and say hello. Get it over with. I've had people stare at me for like an hour. And I'm like really uncomfortable. I feel really hyper aware of what I'm doing.
Right,
sit very carefully.
I think it's a hypoallergenic there. I feel really a hypoallergenic.
But I don't mind it. I mean, whenever I fly here, I always meet 3 or 4 people on the way at airports or on planes. Just by virtue of the fact that obviously going between Japan and the UK, that's where you're going to but I'm going to bump into people.
I always meet a couple of people. A few times I've met people, like the comedian Ed Gamble, I kind of know a little bit. He was on his way to Japan to do bits and bobs. I think he proposed to his missus there.
Well, I don't. The only reason I don't like meeting people on the plane, though, or I met someone at Heathrow Airport. I was in the toilet, coming out the toilet,
right.
And someone walked past me. A really nice guy, actually. He walked past me and he stopped. He went, Chris? I was like, oh no, I look like...
I didn't put anything up my bum.
I look awful.
I haven't put any drugs up my bum.
I looked awful because I was jet lagged, just travelled 12 hours straight. I hadn't slept on the plane that was threatening to fall out the sky at a moment's notice. I was just like, oh no.
Oh no.
I was like, all right, mate, how you doing?
Oh God, it's just...
And then obviously we took a photo because... That's
you
what
looked
happens.
Amazing,
and I think I looked amazing. Death. He was a nice guy though, but like, I love meeting fans. If you ever see me in public, don't stare at me for half an hour. Just come over and say hello, and I'll love to
tweak
talk
his
to
nips.
People. I like to find people.
Grab his crotch.
I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you.
Going
to beat you to death with the Pac-Man.
Tongue down the throat.
The Pac-Man retro game. But no, just come over, say hello, and it'll be amazing. But I genuinely like hearing people's stories. What they're doing here? Why they're coming to Japan? Why they listen to the podcast?
Yeah,
they like, you know, I like to hear.
I need
stories.
Answers, you shout. I demand answers.
We've got one question here from Celine Diaz. It says, hey, Chris and Pete, it's Celine from Switzerland once again.
Lovely.
We've spoken to Celine before. I'm currently learning Japanese, and to improve my listening skills, I listen to music in Japanese. I found a great pop punk band, called Blue Encount. They sing mostly in Japanese, but also have some English lyrics. It's just that the English lyrics are totally weird. Exhibit A, and this is the lyrics of the song, by Blue Encount. Feels so good now, I just need to toast. Hey, stop the time and let your body go now. Everyone likes a bad gossip. They blame it like a winner. Take a look at yourself. Potato.
Wow. The potato came out of nowhere, to be honest.
Is it a thing in Japan that you just sing some nonsense in English to have a great song? Or would it even make sense if you translate those things into Japanese? I'm very confused. By the way, Pete, I think you mentioned somewhere that you like pop punk. So you should give them a listen.
I'll have a listen, potato.
On by the song Day X Day and Daijoubu. Thanks for the great podcast. It makes me genuinely happy. Cheers, Celine. I must admit, Japanese music is a bit of an odd one for me. The first time I went to a gig in Yamagata and I saw a Japanese band, it was like a Japanese rap group. And he came out and everyone looked like really hard. They were like, yeah. And he sang in English and he sang, I'm shiny. You shiny, we're shiny, I'm shiny, and that was the lyric.
I love the fact
that... And he repeated that about 100 times.
I love the fact that Japanese people are invariably, when they affect a look, when they affect a style, they walk the walk, but when they start talking the talk, you're like, you're just a Ben, really, and you're just a little baby. Oh, adorable.
That was the, I don't know the context of that. I don't know why we were all shiny. I didn't feel particularly shiny.
Maybe it was sweaty in there.
But there you go. I think it just sounds cool to sing in English often.
Yeah.
And because of Japanese, the audience, most of them aren't going to know what you're saying. You can get away with anything. In the same way Japanese marketing uses English, obviously, to great effect, to look esteemed. but there you go, Celine. I'm going to go and check out this band, Blue Encount, over my Christmas holiday. But for now, guys, we're going to call it a day. We're going to keep it short and sweet because it is Christmas and you should be sitting with your families, opening socks and unwrapping various things you might not need or want, as I tend to.
Capitalism, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Keep the wheels turning.
We're back same time next week. But for now, have yourself a great Christmas, folks, and let's get ready for 2020.
Oh, my days.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.